This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. In Minneapolis yesterday, a conference of conservative bloggers and social media activists heard from three Republican presidential candidates. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, the Right Online conference was all about new media, but the candidates gave good old-fashioned stump speeches.
It appears that the blogosphere hasn't yet been embraced by Republican candidates the way it has been by Democrats. In 2008, most of the Democratic presidential candidates addressed the progressive new media convention, Netroots Nation. But at Right Online in Minneapolis, there were just three candidates: Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty, former governor of Minnesota, and business executive Herman Cain. And John Fleischman, who blogs at The Flash Report, had this question.
Where are the other candidates? They need to be here. They're not here, but we'll catch up to them.
For coming to our state.
Michelle Bachmann provided enough entertainment for two candidates. She spoke for 40 minutes and hit all the right notes for this audience, including plenty of Obama bashing.
Make no mistake about it, Barack Obama will be a one-term president.
Bachmann avoided discussing her positions on social issues, instead focusing on surefire conservative crowd pleasers. For instance, she reminded the audience that she was the first member of Congress to propose legislation repealing the health care overhaul.
It's 41 words long, and it is the full-scale repeal of Obamacare. And I promise to you today that as President of the United States, I will not rest until we repeal Obamacare.
Repealing the health care law also played a part in Tim Pawlenty's speech.
We're going to have a political charge against Barack Obama about health care reform. We better do it with somebody who's not a co-conspirator in the charge.
A little obscure, but the crowd understood that it was a shot at rival candidate Mitt Romney, who signed a similar bill as governor of Massachusetts. Pawlenty played it casual, wearing a blazer, polo shirt and jeans, moving around the stage and speaking without notes. He presented himself as an experienced executive who'd managed to push through conservative policies in a mostly liberal state. And he said he was ready to tell the hard truths to every special interest group in the nation.
That's why we got to go to places like Florida and tell seniors and young people what it's really going to take to fix Social Security. We have to go to Wall Street and tell the bankers and the financiers and the money changers they got to get their snout out of the government trough because it's in deep as ever anybody else's.
In contrast to Pawlenty's experience, business executive Herman Cain said he'd never held public office, and that was just fine.
In all of the audiences I've been talking to, I get a big amen when I tell them that I haven't held public office.
As to the charge he doesn't know how Washington works, he said,
yes, I do. It doesn't.
So no need to figure it out, said Cain.
As a president of the people, by the people, and for the people, my job would be to change Washington, D.C., not learn how it works.
There was no clear favorite for the day, not even within a single family, like the Willoughbys from Madison, Wisconsin. Tricia, one of three daughters, had this review.
My favorite speaker was probably Michelle Bachmann. I thought she did the best job speaking. Policy-wise, I thought Pawlenty did the best, and Herman Cain just kind of shouted down Obama the whole time, so that was kind of disappointing.
Her two sisters also liked Pawlenty best.
I'm Brett, and we are a house divided.
Brad Willoughby's the dad. He likes Herman Cain. His wife Nancy likes Cain and Bachmann. Plenty for the family to discuss on the ride back to Wisconsin. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Minneapolis.